Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show, One Bills Live. We're coming to you from our One Bills Drive studio. John Murphy, Steve Tasker, joined in studio by one of the stars of the Bills' victory over the Jets last Sunday. 7 catches, 123 yards, and the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter. Wide receiver John Brown is our guest. Hello, John. Thanks for coming by here.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys brought me in.
You've had big games in the league before in your tenure in the league, but that has to rank up there for a first game to be that kind of that productive and to score the go-ahead touchdown, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just a blessing, you know, to be able to come, you know, and make those plays like that. And, you know, I'm just thankful, and I thank the man upstairs.
Okay, so here's the thing. I've been talking about this all week. This is a total trap game. Giants look bad on opening day. You guys have a thrilling come from behind. And when people look at the schedule all the way through to April stuff, they think, oh, yeah, we're going to beat the Giants. Giants are a lot better than they showed against the Cowboys. What's the vibe in your locker room about this game coming up this week? You're fine about getting ready, about playing this particular team.
Oh, the Giants, yeah, most definitely. They are a great team. And, you know, their stacks and, you know, the record doesn't show up, but those guys come ready to play. And, you know, I'm familiar with the defensive coordinator, and I know a lot of things that they do. And, you know, we just got to focus and, you know, leave last week behind.
Their coordinator, Betcher, is that how you say his name?
Yes.
He was in Arizona. That's how
yes.
you know from, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to them last week when Dak Prescott and the Cowboys seemed to get all that yardage through the air? What was going wrong, do you think, for them defensively?
I don't know. Like, I only can control what we do here in Buffalo, but I don't know. I just know that's a team, you know, they'll come ready to play this week, and, you know, we have to play better ball.
This team, you really look good offensively between the four first-half turnovers. I mean, you get that, it kind of – sabotage your ability to put points on the board in the first half. But during that first drive, when you came out with some pace, you broke the formation, started moving guys around. That was, I guess, designed to make the Jets communicate with them to make sure they were on the same page and sort through. But you guys had to feel really confident the fact that you were moving the football early in this football game last week.
Oh, yeah, we did. We felt real good about it. And, you know, there was mistakes made. But, you know, at the end of the day, no one folded. We communicated and we talked to each other, and we see that we was moving the ball and that we just had to finish the drive.
You know what, John, what impressed me, and I think a lot of people, was, you know, your nickname is Smoke. People think you're going to fly down the sideline, and yet in the Jets game, it's 7 catches. Most of them were kind of crossing over the middle, right? Yes, being fast and getting open, but it wasn't as if you were just flying down the sideline, huh?
Yes, most definitely. And, you know, I'm just glad I'm here and I'm able to show that I can run any type of route, you know, just instead of going deep.
I think the last time we talked to you about this was early on at training camp back at the St. John Fisher College, when the discussion going into the season was, well, who's the Bills? Do they have a number one? Do they have a number one? You made plays that a number one receiver makes in that game against the Jets, right? Over the middle, down the sideline. You did a little bit of everything.
Oh, we all, you know, we all made plays, and, you know, I'm still not so big on the number one receiver thing.
Right.
Because you never know, you know, this week it might be designed for another receiver to step up as the number one. So, you know, just whenever my number get called, I'll be willing to make the plays.
This offense with Josh Allen, the offensive line, it turned it around in the fourth quarter. And for all of us out here, we saw C.J. Mosley limp off the field for the Jet defense, and all of a sudden you started handing it to Devin Singletary, and you start making some hay in the running game, which set up the ability for you to kind of get singled up on the outside, get loose. I mean, things changed in that second half of that game when they lost a good player. You guys kind of hung in there, never let up. The offensive line kind of took that game over.
Oh, yes. And, you know, C.J. Mosley is a great player. You know, I played with him in Baltimore. You know, he watched a lot of film. He knows what guy's going to be. And, you know, for Singletary to get out there and play the way he played as his first game in the league, it was real impressive. And, you know, the coaches did a great job of, you know, designing plays, you know, to get us going.
with John Brown, Bills wide receiver. We just had video on the television side, John, of post game. You're coming off the field in MetLife Stadium last week, shaking hands and slapping high fives with Bills fans. Were you surprised by how many Bills fans were there last week and the way they reacted to that comeback win?
Actually, I wasn't surprised because it was one preseason game we played away. And our fans was louder than
the Carolina game.
Yeah, was but yeah. louder than the Carolina fans. And, you know, I was impressed by that then. But I just know, like, these fans here, they travel with us no matter what.
We got to get to the go-ahead touchdown, 38-yard touchdown play, fourth quarter. The Bills are trailing at this point, 16-10. Tell us about the play that was called, and you had to make an adjustment on the ball, right? Josh threw it where he did, but you had to kind of wait a little bit for the ball to get there, huh?
It was designed for a double move, and, you know, the defensive back, if you look at it, he had great coverage. And, you know, if Josh would have actually threw it out there, probably would have been an incomplete pass. And, you know, Josh did a great job of seeing that, and he kind of threw it inside, and he trusted me, you know, to make that play.
The defensive back had no help, right? They were blitzing, I think.
Yeah, they didn't have no help, and, you know, it was just a great inside throw because he seen that I was kind of getting washed to the sideline, and I was able to adjust off of it.
They blitzed more, I thought, the Jets as the game went along. In fact, in the kind of the critical stages of the fourth quarter, I was surprised how often they blitzed. They weren't doing it early on last week.
Yeah, I guess because, you know, we picked up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm talking about this game. This week you got guys that this is going to be a different game plan, different team that you're playing against. All of that stuff's going to be different, but you're going to go back to MetLife, same hotel, same pregame meal. I mean, you guys talk about that. It's going to be – in fact, 3 weeks into the season, you're going to have played more games in MetLife Stadium than you have in your own state. You know what I mean? It's going to be like your home stadium. It's going to be – a little different for a road game is going right back to the same spot.
Yeah, I think, you know, it doesn't matter where we go. We just got to execute and play. And I think we'll be prepared.
How did practice go today? Everything good, up-tempo, good practice?
Yes, practice went real good. You know, we just been focusing on the main things that we can focus on, and we can control what we can control.
If you, when you get through this, it will feel good to be home. We talked about the fan support, talked about being on the road, same place two straight weeks. I imagine you're looking forward to playing a home game eventually next week.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I actually played here before, and I know how the fans are, so I'm excited to be a part of it now.
Yeah, good stuff. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.